I recently went to The Egg in Cavendish.
Yeah.
It's like this hip store. It has like novelty things, like designer things.
So not like, Flip, what's that other store called? Where you get like pens and books.
Oh, basically a giant typo. Yeah.
Typo. Right.
Yeah.
It's a typo.
100%. 100%. It's like, not like that. It's more the clothing is designer-y. It is designer level clothing.
Okay.
Let me just say this. Overrated. Overrated.
I felt the same way about typo.
Yeah. No, typo is just
when typos first opened and people started having like their typo pens and their typo bags
all
and
the shit.
And I was like, oh, this looks pretty dope. And then you go and you just like,
dude,
don't need any of this.
Dude, oh my god,
don't need any of
all those white bitches. Oh, right, like
it's classic. Yeah. It's your classic. It's your classic white bitch
jacuzzi
shop.
Bitch.
Yeah, it's your jacuzzi shop.
Yeah,
it's where the jacuzzis go and shop.
Yeah, yeah, they'll bubble around. With your host, who smokes the most, Ethan Garmerk, along with my friend and co-host.
One X. Oh wait, what are we doing? Sorry,
High and Dry Pod.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you stone cold sober, moderately high. Yeah, man. I've been mixing cloves in with my weed recently. It's just like
cloves?
Really cloves. Yeah, grinding up a little bit of
like
just
garlic cloves.
No, yeah, like no, like the
like
literal
garlic.
No, it's not garlic clove.
Like
just
a
like
a,
no, like
clove.
It's a literally a clove.
God, that is so gross.
It's not a garlic clove.
I know, but that would
imagine
be so gross.
I'm not doing that though. Let's imagine something that Ethan's not doing.
What if you put some garlic cloves in your weed and then smoke it? That would be great.
Oh man. Good fucking morning.
That'd be hilarious though. That'd be
garlic, just a garlic clove. But it just either way, okay. I'm okay.
There's probably a strain though called like garlic
cloves.
Kush.
Garlic. Yeah. There is. I think I may actually have. Some.
There's probably like you could say something and then put Kush at the back and boom, you got a new strain.
Well, you could but that's the thing with genetics.
Yeah,
you literally can do that. You can go and say cocaine Kush, and then it could just be like near a whole bunch of cocaine. It
can be like robot Kush.
Yeah. It's like made by robots.
I don't know. I'm just saying you could literally take any.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah, but it's normally like a combination of things by like a dude was named Rob and then he met a guy named he got stung by a tick
and
it's like
and
Rob
they
tick, Robot
they,
tick. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like it could be anything.
Yeah.
Like that's how names are made. It's so weird. And then you're like strain. Yes. Bang. That's it.
Could do like TV strain, like somebody named Timothy and Vincent.
Vic. Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah,
oh, Vincent. TV. TV's Kush.
TV's
boom.
Yeah. And then I'm just, my only thing is like my brain immediately goes so tastes like TVs. Like
exactly. That's what everyone goes.
Oh,
and someone was like eating pizza one day and they were like, pizza Kush.
There's
pepperoni pizza Kush.
There's pepper Kush, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's probably pepper Kush.
And it's probably
it's probably named after somebody.
But they know
like
something obscure, like
pepper.
This grower really liked Peppa Pig as a child. that's how obscure it can be.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, no, 100%. Like there's Corona Kush now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
it's my own.
Nice, bro. Nice,
dude. You gotta get on that shit, man. It's a fucking trend right now.
But why Corona Kush, Ethan? Please.
Well, let me just elaborate it for you, my friend.
Yeah.
I started growing it in Corona.
Well, that's amazing.
Thanks, man.
Cool.
Very anticlimactic.
Very anticlimactic.
Compared to liking Peppa Pig as a child.
I thought that you maybe like Corona beer.
Yeah.
And you're just
Modelo cerveza.
Cerveza.
Modelo cerveza. I just named it that because it was funny. I got a whole bunch of mixed things from my guy and I gave it to a friend and. Wait, sorry. I grew it, and then I gave it to a friend, and that was the name.
Yeah,
but like it's probably named something. I think it was Mandarin Cookies, but I just called it that because whatever, bro.
Yeah.
That's weird because it's like each plant is kind of individual. Like yeah. No plant is ever the same. Same with like all living things. It's like a little bit different.
It's always. Like the snowflakes.
Bro, I was...
Snowflakes.
Dude, I was...
Dude, I was having... I had a thought...
I also don't one think... Night.
Hold
yeah,
on, hold sorry. On, hold on. Hold on. Because it's currently snowing in like the northern hemisphere. Like, right?
Yeah, it's so weird with Christmas and like all the Christmas things saying... Ding, 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 ding. Like there's no need for sleighs. There's no need.
Yeah.
There's yeah.
Yeah.
For like a large portion of the world. Yeah. And there's just no...
Yeah,
that's just not how it goes.
I need to tell you about something else. Just remember Hallmark, okay? But I was having a weird thought one night about snowflakes.
Yeah.
And how underrated they actually are. I feel like snowflakes are super underrated.
Like explain.
The way that they form is completely mathematical.
Really?
Right. Everything
like oh wow the crystal, yeah the crystals the patterns the crystal, and the stuff patterns, yeah, yeah.
I think geometric patterns are it's completely mathematical
right
and
well nature is actually very mathematical. Yeah, yeah,
like everything if you look at everything
can be brought down to a number.
Yeah, you could look at pretty much anything in nature and be like, okay, cool, that's a fractal.
Yeah.
And if for those who don't know what a fractal is, it's basically just seeing reappearing shapes in the same shape.
Right.
Basically. Like, go and do your own research. That's basically what it is.
Yeah. But like trees grow... You're going to lose one of the members of this podcast if we get too deep in it.
Yeah, but like trees grow in fractals. Mm. Snowflakes form...
Sorry, doesn't everything grow in fractals? Why wouldn't it? What would be, why would trees and then not, you know, a bush?
No, like any plants grow in fractals. Yeah, yeah. It's not just trees. I'm just, plants grow in fractals.
People grow in fractals.
People do grow in fractals. Unless you're like... Because essentially when have children, right, they are fractals of their parents.
What happens if you're disabled?
What do you mean?
Are you...
You're like a higher ranked fractal.
I was watching some...
You're more fractal than the rest of us.
I was watching some Paralympics a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Bro, I can't swim like that. There was this dude...
I can't swim.
There was a dude who, no joke, my friend, had arms that were up to here. Like, basically, he had shoulders for...
Did
like
he have legs?
I think he had one leg. Bro, sheesh. Jesus fucking Christ. Dude, I was watching an old Trevor Noah bit. Dude, did you see the one on Paralympics? Do you know what the name of South African's Paralympic team is?
What is it? What is it?
I'm a croco croco. Do you know what that means?
No.
The broken things.
No, it's not. Did you actually did you Google this?
Motherfucking.
Did you Google this?
Motherfucking cunt. Google it.
Did you Google
this? I swear to God, my friend.
Gosh, wait.
Fucking Google on your phone right now, bruv.
Okay.
Hey, liberals, get on that, because that I think that's fucking crazy, bro.
Wait.
I'm
so
a croc.
The South African. Paralympic.
I can't wait.
Oh my gosh. It's like.
I can't wait.
Okay, it is. I'm a croco croco. Back in 2004, there was a controversy around the name.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Is it still
I'm a croco croco? Wait.
Oh, man.
Wait, this definition. It's saying it's a nickname for the South African
really?
Team.
Really? That's what? Honestly, that's as bad. It doesn't matter. That's if it's a nickname, it's not even like a slur.
Listen,
for
if
them.
If they don't mind, it's fine.
Okay.
I think it's fine if
you know
they
what?
Don't mind.
Yeah, I'm not about to start being offended for people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If people are offended, that's their thing.
Yeah. It's so strange how that works, huh? Like, people get offended on behalf of someone. Like, how weird is that?
Leave us alone. Just leave them alone.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Because like you get
they,
people
they,
who are
they
like
want, they want to be offended by something, but there's nothing for them to be offended by, so they get offended on other people's behalf.
A lot of white people. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, I can't find this damn name. Mm. The definition. Oh my gosh, that's where is that news article?
Also, what happens if you have a mental disability? Like your body's fine, but you're
mentally not.
It means Rex.
What?
I'm a crocker. Crocker means Rex.
Rex. Oh no, that. Oh, like
WRECKS. The team gave themselves the nickname.
Oh really? Okay. Fine. Whatever then. Leave it. Yeah, leave
no, him. It's no. So the Paralympic, so they they were poking fun at themselves and celebrating disabilities instead of trying to ignore them.
I didn't realize that. Okay. My bad. That's better on them. My bad.
Yeah. Okay. So you need to check yourself.
It was a Trevor Noah. It was just funny. I'm a croc. Because it also just sounds pretty.
It sounds derogatory.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a croc. But it's fine. I can say it. Fuck you. I'm a croc. Can I go? Okay,
you can't be going around calling people that.
No, fair enough. Okay, fine. Nipped in the bud. Okay.
Wow. That's hilarious, though.
Yo,
I didn't
what
know
up,
that.
Croco? Yeah, that could really, really easily be a slur.
Yeah.
Croco.
Dude, no, but in 10 years,
I'm cancelled, bro. I swear.
I think some of the most derogatory names come from African languages. It's
and
crazy.
Honestly, Africans don't give a fuck,
yeah,
bro.
No,
I know that it's fake, but the are you gay? Why are you gay?
Yeah,
that is hilarious. It's hilarious.
Oh gosh.
I'm so sure it can't be. It can't be right.
What?
That can't be an actual news broadcast. Was
that I believe that it could be.
Really?
Yeah. Because there are people like that. I was speaking to.
That's also hilarious as well.
Yeah.
It's sorry.
I was speaking to somebody about they have relatives in the Eastern Cape and how different life is.
Yeah.
When it comes to race compared to here,
sure.
Because here we aren't very open about it compared to
we kind of like
we stray away from it quite a bit.
Yeah.
But the thing is, compared to they're open about it, but they're also very demeaning to each other. They're really rude to each other, right? And like they're blatantly racist.
Mm.
And but like it's not seen as anything. It's not seen as bad there. It's
right.
just like it's very accepted.
Their views are just.
But it's just I don't know. Like is it. Is that wrong? Is that fine?
I've kind of adopted this new thing of like, if you're racist, fine, don't hurt me. Like that, like I can't change your fucking mind. Like I'm not gonna hang out with you, but like I don't want to be like, I don't want to waste time on you at all. I want to give you anything. If you don't like me, cool. If you hang out with people that like you and you slowly die together, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know.
But remove that quickly for a split second. But do you think it's fine? Like,
to what?
So people just being openly racist to each other.
Are they hurting each other?
They aren't. So okay,
like
so
they
so
aren't physically giving anyone
no.
physical
so,
harm.
So it's like calling you like a kaffir, right? Or and then you come back at me and like you we just like
a
go at each other.
You're fucking crack a bitch.
Yeah, like we just
nigger,
go
yeah.
Like
that's
super hard at each other. You call me I'm a croaker and I'm just like
motherfucker cunt.
Whoa.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like
yeah.
we Gook. But we're all happy about it. We're all happy about it and it's just like
yeah, it's not even a remember these are words.
Yeah.
They're literal things that you make up a sound and you, whatever you think it is that right? Like you like everyone's like could, right? Could is a word.
Yeah.
But remove like the meaning of it. It's literally anything. Whatever we want it to be. Could be anything. That's how words are.
Okay.
If a whole bunch of people don't consider those words the same way that we do.
Yeah.
Then. It, at the end
but
of the day,
they don't regard
we're
them,
getting we're getting caught up on the sound. We're like
no. Hmm? We're not caught up out on the sound. We
Oh, sorry. We recognize the sound and
the meaning. There's a meaning behind it.
Yeah. Right? But
what I'm saying is that the people who live in those areas, they don't see themselves as racist.
Mm.
They don't regard themselves as racist.
Right.
They're just saying it because it's funny.
Right.
And they like.
It's funny. If it's funny, then. But okay. I don't see any problem. If someone's trying to like, if it lead, then my whole thing is that if it leads to violence.
Yeah.
That's it. Otherwise, it's just like me.
So let's say somebody, one of them has they have children,
mm-hmm.
but they won't allow their children to marry outside of their race. That's not violence.
Right.
Right. But was that okay?
I mean, I think that you can think that. I don't know what your kids will do and. I don't agree with you, but it's fine to think that. I don't know. Like, what are they doing? Are they like, as soon as it's violence, as soon as it's like they lock them in their room or they go, you know, if one of them brings a black person home, like they kill them, like shit like that. Then mm-hmm. it's like, or they, I don't know, attack his family, like shit like that. Then it's like, oh, okay, that's racist. But then otherwise it's just someone... Being ignorant.
Okay.
You can't ban ignorance because that's a lot of people, you know?
Okay. Mm. Flip, I wanted to mention something. This is like completely off tangent.
Gang off topic. Shit.
But do you know Hallmark? The
train?
The studio. The no.
Train.
The yeah. train?
I was going to say chain.
Oh. The television, like, They do a lot of like romantic movies and stuff, right?
No, I don't actually.
The Hallmark Studios, that's what they're called.
Oh, okay.
Right. And every single movie is exactly the same. It's verbatim.
Really?
So this is how every single every single movie goes. So a woman, she leaves her job in the big city to move to a small town, right? She opens up a shop. There's a rival shop that gets like closed down.
Yeah.
The shop is being forced to be closed down.
Oh,
because of the rival shop.
Oh, and then there's a constant battle between the two.
And then a guy
shows up. Yeah,
a guy like a knight in shining armor shows up, and they fall in love.
Mm.
They figure out like, oh, it's God, actually. Dude,
can I just tell you right now? Yeah. I'm rock hard. I'm fucking rock hard right now. Just thinking about that fucking part right there.
It is. It is. Oh my gosh! Like every single movie on Hallmark from Hallmark is exactly the same.
But
and people watch it.
Watch it.
And it's like why are you watching that show?
It's the same way that people watch anything that's like trending, right?
Yeah.
There's just like a general reality TV. It's just a formula. Get the fucking kind of unhinged people. Oh God, put them in a room together. Ah! Camera. Bang! Yeah. Let's go.
It's just so...
Yeah, rake it in. It's about money. That's it's money.
We should do some African version of that.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it involves cows, right?
Oh my God. Yeah, no, 100%. A must. Oh my God. How would the flip with this play out?
Cows, okay. And there'll be... There will have to be... Someone's pregnant, right?
Yeah, black woman. A black woman leaves the city to move back back home to a township.
Yeah.
And in order to make money, she has to farm.
Right, okay. Right?
And they cows on the farm, right. And somebody comes and is trying to buy the farm
and the
cows, right?
Right.
And then
the knight in shining armor comes, the Zulu warrior or some person.
They fall in love.
Not a knight.
They fall in love. They have the child, and they save the farm.
Right.
The end.
Yeah. I was thinking of trading, because they trade women for cows. What's that culture? Don't they?
Yeah.
An arranged marriage or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They pay for the wives.
I was thinking about along those lines. So let's do it. Okay. So no, I'm joking. We don't have to do that. Yeah, that it's strange that there's like it's a formula. Same with like a lot of stories is a formula.
Yeah.
You know, and they're good stories. You know, like, but then that's what we judge as a good story as a human being. It's like there's this lost hero. He finds this mentor. The mentor teaches him everything. He meets the villain. He tries. He fails, and then the mentor dies, and then he's like, no. And then
the writer of Community. What's his name?
The writer. Mark, no, Dan Harmon. Yeah.
He is an exceptional writer, right? In terms, his stories have. He's able to formulate. He's gotten the formula down when it comes to storytelling.
What else has he done? Oh, he's done quite a lot.
He's done a lot.
Is he not Rick and Morty? Is he?
No. Yes.
He is.
Yes.
Isn't
yes,
he?
Yes. 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 He is.
Isn't he the voice? No.
No. He writes for Rick and Morty.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. But yeah, no, he has the formula. He has the formula for storytelling down.
Yeah. Very good.
Because you aren't bored when you watch his stuff.
The last seasons of Community were fucking terrible.
Yeah, that's because they got rid of him, brought him back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you not know that?
The writer, they got rid of the writer for Community.
Because he was like doing some controversial stuff that they couldn't, they didn't want to.
What was he doing? Grabbing them by the pussy. Grabbing them by the pussy, though.
No, he was just difficult to work with, apparently.
Well, if you write like that, fine.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got to show up with people doing well, and the writers.
Yeah. Did you ever see the Christian Bale freak out?
No.
When he was like in character and someone like fucked with the set and he just goes into this dude. He's like, what the fuck? Like, and you go, man, that was uncalled for. And it's like, but he's a master at his work and he's in, he's doing something right now that you can't.
Yeah.
You don't know at all.
Yeah.
What he's doing in his head, you don't know. And yeah, it was just like, I remember seeing it the first time. I was like, what an asshole. And then like, you learn more about drama and you learn more about fucking, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's so draining, dude.
The amount of strain you take.
It just drains your energy. And you're like, I'm just standing here saying words and just going like this a lot sometimes. I don't know. Like, yeah. So,
Nani. Yeah.
To imagine writing some, I mean, like, obviously, also, it's like the amount of hours he's practiced writing that. He's just like, story after story. This doesn't work. Throw this out. Make it again. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's a constant. It's fucking.
It's crazy.
It's insane. And it's so weird. We've always touched on this. It's like when you're really good at something, there's like a couple vices. There's some weird things that come with packages. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever watch The Last Dance with.
No, I haven't.
Michael Jordan.
Mm-mm.
Dude, just the level of almost psychopathic competitiveness.
Mm.
It's just like. Anything, everything he does, it's like, I'm winning. I don't, fuck you. Fuck you, I'm winning.
Mm.
It's just like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like ping pong. He would like, whenever his like boys are around, he'd just always be like, hi, you know, always. And it's like, that's what it takes sometimes. You know, it's like doing that kind of shit on any level, in anything, you know. It's amazing. Yeah. Like a lot of like a lot and a lot of drugs as well. Like there's always some kind of numbing, like bring me back to normal kind of for them at least, you know. People who get like a lot of information.
Mm.
They have like you know. Fuck, man. Yeah. Yeah. How's your week been though, man? It's been
weird. Yeah, it's been a week. Mm. It's been a long week, but yeah, I'm happy that it's done now.
Yeah.
Next week's probably gonna be a better week.
Mm.
I'm always about. I feel like if you aren't educating yourself every day, you aren't growing as a person. You're gonna be left behind, basically, right?
Yeah.
But let me say this: as soon as you start trying to learn how stocks work,
oh really,
dude, you are practically left behind already.
Right.
Right. It's insane with the amount of words and information that is thrown at you when you're trying to learn how to invest.
How invisible money works.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
So it's boring as fudge.
Yeah.
Right? Because like money in itself is just really boring.
Yeah.
Right? But oh my gosh, like the amount of information that you need to learn in order to actually make a educated decision when it comes to investing.
Mm.
It's crazy. And kudos to the people that actually do it. It's just insane. Like this last week, I just told myself that I need to just look at other ways of educating myself, not just with what I do professionally.
Mm.
The reason why I was like, oh, let's like look at stocks is because it was just another means of growing your money.
Mm.
You know,
yeah,
like it's like just educating yourself, like especially young people, we really take for granted with the amount of power and information that we actually do have.
Mm.
And we need to actually take full advantage of it because we aren't taught any of this stuff.
Any of it.
Like we need to be taught this. We actually need to be taught this, right? Everybody's heard the name Warren Buffett by this point, right?
Yeah.
And you just need to listen to Uncle Warren, Daddy Warren,
right?
Right, because Dr. Buff. It doesn't take a lot,
right?
To live the life that you want without worrying, right? Because that's the reason why people wake up in the morning to go to work.
Can you learn for me and then just send a couple sentences my way?
No.
Fuck. Okay. God.
I can't. Like no. Like
I wish that's how it worked. It's not like a worksheet.
You can't
put that in an essay, huh?
Yeah, no, you can't.
What about a PowerPoint presentation? No.
That's the thing is that you have to do it yourself. Mm. Like you can pay other people to do it for you, right? But then you are still kind of sitting blind at that point, you know?
Yeah, like, it makes sense to just know that shit.
Like you really need to do it. And then like, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. And what was your beginning Google search?
What was your first Google search?
Well, how did you word it? Fuck stocks.
I can't actually remember. I can
people
check
keep
my,
on
I can check
talking, talking about the stocks thing. The yeah. fuck's that?
What's the
bro?
Stocks thing?
Hey, Google that.
I think my first was how to invest in South Africa.
Oh, okay.
It was how to invest in South Africa. Right, and then there are a plethora of ways of doing that.
Mm.
But apparently if I wanted to do it via my bank, I'd have to go in and I'm not about that.
Okay. Yeah, I can't do it over a Zoom call.
If you can't do it over Zoom, then I don't want to do it.
Now you were saying South Africa. Why specifically South Africa?
So I
think I know why, but I'm just asking for the good of this podcast. So let's make a show here, you know?
The reason why I specifically said South Africa is because I need, it's very different investing overseas.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it's completely different. There are ways to invest.
I would also imagine you want to support, you know?
Yeah, like South African businesses.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But... The main reason why I put that in is because I don't know how to start.
Yeah.
Like it's so like you are bombarded every day with I'm bombarded with every day of how to invest in
ads.
The amount of ads that I get, and I don't know why. I don't know why. Like I honestly have no idea why I'm getting so many ads. Right. But there's so many ads showing you how to invest in the U.S.
Mm. And oh right, not a lot in South Africa.
And not a lot on South Africa.
I can think I can probably give you a decent connection if you want.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I was talking to
a friend and I was telling them, I have no flipping clue what I'm doing.
Mm.
Like I read.
And they're like, yeah, hi young grasshopper.
They were also like, I can probably get you in contact with somebody if you're really interested. Cool. But it's just that you kind of no idea what you're kind of reading.
Mm.
Like you watch YouTube videos and they're like, oh, you should just be investing in REITs. Oh, you should just be investing in ICP2s and C3POs
R2T2s. Right, right.
And just like, excuse?
Yeah.
But stocks. Yeah, wow. Stocks. Investing is a crazy thing.
Okay. Can I go on a tangent now?
Capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yeah. I have recently gotten a lot more into Star Wars. I was a big hater, but 2021 is a new year, and the lore is pretty interesting. I was reading the comics. It's pretty good. I don't like that. It's weird because you don't like liking stuff that you don't like? Yeah, that I used to not like.
Wow. You're weird, man.
It's called fucking growth.
So are you saying that like in maybe, what, like 10 years you might be gay?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Fair enough.
No, unfortunately not. I mean, I wish, you know.
You wish you could just like everything that you don't like right now.
Yeah, no, I wish I didn't have to be attracted to women sometimes. But I am. But I am.
The double-edged sword.
I get allergic reactions.
Well, yeah, you start swelling up.
Break out into erections, yeah.
Break out into, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Imagine your whole body.
Just like a whole bunch of boners.
No. Your whole body just became like rock hard and you couldn't move.
Basically, yes. Yeah.
I understand that. I understand that. That's pretty funny.
But yeah, no, it's not bad.
And how's your week been?
It's been good. It was pretty good. I just got some feelers out there. Some potential clients. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's not doing jujitsu. It's kind of fucking with me.
Oh, are they closed?
No. But just in my situation, I can't right now.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate. But
you'll be getting to gym and stuff though.
Yeah.
But gym has been crazy.
But gym has also just been a fucking nightmare. Yeah.
Oh, flip. Did I tell you? Maybe I did, but I'll mention it again. I was doing clean presses, the workout for clean presses. So you,
yeah,
right. And I blacked out.
Oh yeah.
Dude, like yeah, and it's the weirdest feeling because you don't know how long you've been out for.
Right. Yeah.
And
did the light change?
Like I know the reason why I blacked out because it felt like I woke up.
Oh right.
That because I didn't intend to go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, because I finished the set and I was like I was out of breath. I sat down and I was gone.
Yeah.
And then I woke up.
God, man. I've thrown up. I've thrown up before. Yeah.
Have you thrown up at?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I haven't done that. I've made it to the bathroom every time.
Yeah. It's weird now, coughing.
Coughing. in the gym.
Yeah, there was one time I was doing like leg press, and I was like, I was how many plates? It must have been like 180, right?
Yeah.
Well, like
easy.
Yeah. Easy 180.
Easy.
And I did like 8 solid ones, like, yeah. And I like racked it cool, stood up. Yeah.
And it's not the good type of vomit.
No, man, bro. You know, it never
no
happens.
No vomit's a good kind.
This very rarely happens.
Yeah.
But I hate needing to pee in the middle of a workout. You know what I mean? Just you have
for
to.
For me, when I, that big a deal. It's never.
I mean, in the gym, it's like, oh man, and then you have to walk here,
all the way
and
back
then
to the
back,
and then you might as well just get done.
Yeah. And then everyone's like, did he wash his hands? And I'm like, no, I didn't.
Of course I didn't. What are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about?
But flip, what was I gonna say? No.
Let's be real. Who do you think? How many people actually wash their hands?
I would hope everyone.
Yeah, I know. But like, I'm looking at people
does.
And I'm like, bro.
You don't look like you. That's,
yeah, you,
dude,
don't,
that's,
you don't look
that's
like you wash your hands.
Huh? That's washing handsist. That's the equivalent of.
Sanitist. Sanitarist. Oh, man. Yeah.
But
fuck, man.
When I get undressed at in the when I get changed for the gym, I usually pee.
Yeah. No, I normally do as well. It's just you know what happens sometimes that I do is that I hydrate before.
Oh,
that's what
I
do sometimes. I told you about it. You just hydrate a whole bunch before.
Yeah.
And then you're like, cool, I don't need any water. And it's like hot, 30 minutes in, I'm like, okay. But the water that I did have has to come out still. That's just science.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Have you heard of this thing when it comes to drinking? I don't know how true this is, but everybody has it like a thing when it comes to drinking. But when you are drinking, in order not to get drunk, you just don't go to the bathroom.
Right.
So let's say you have four beers or whatever, right? Don't go to the bathroom and you won't get drunk. Is that a thing?
No. It's not about not being drunk. It's about peeing for the rest of the night.
Yeah,
breaking your seal.
Yeah.
You have a
is
seal.
That, so
yeah, 100%, dude.
So is that
and
a thing?
Fuck, man. God, it sucks. It happens to me every time because I'm like, oh, I pee like that. It's not like a case of like I just go, oh, I need to pee.
Yeah, I just need to pee.
Fuck, man. And then as soon as it happens, it's like, oh, I need to pee again.
You go from the
next time I'm like, oh, it's okay. I just needed to pee.
Yeah.
And the third time comes around and you're like. This is just irritating that I'm having to go back and forth. Yeah, like I'm drunk. I don't have to be doing too much shit. Like, why do I have to keep on fucking going back and forth? Yeah. Anyways, but
So breaking the seal is like an actual thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And can I just say, every time I've gotten drunk, I've always broken the seal. I've never been like, I'm not gonna pee.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking what? Okay, I pee.
But apparently you're able to drink more if you don't.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't need to be doing that, bro. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the thing.
That's the thing that confuses me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people drink a lot to get drunk, right?
Yeah.
But then they're like, oh, but I actually don't want to be drunk. And then at what point do you decide you don't want to drink and you don't want to be drunk?
Yeah. Wait, say that one more time.
I don't know what I said.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
Let's take it.
So
step one.
So if people want to drink, right? And they want to drink a lot. And they don't want to be drunk. Then they're not going to pee.
Right.
Right? But then what's the point of drinking? Or what's the point of drinking a lot? Do they just want the flavors?
Oh, no. Because it's like a competition kind of as well. People would be like, oh, I drank so much. No. With your boys, bro. You know, with the boys.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, bro. I cracked on a couple sixes. Bro, are you some kind of pussy, man? I had 10. Like, Nick that kind bro. Of shit. That kind of shit.
Yeah.
That's the only logic, like, maybe logical reason. Like, oh, they're competitive, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The other reason is that they're... They have a problem.
They have
yeah.
a probleme.
Yeah.
Problem. Yeah. I think so. That's funny.
Yeah, I think. It makes no sense. Also, hey man, quite expensive.
Yeah,
like drinking anyway is like very
expensive. It is an expensive hobby.
And now illegal, but.
It's not illegal.
Yeah.
You can do it. Yeah. Just don't get caught.
Yeah. For real, though.
For real.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it. I really don't get it. I think there's also a cultural thing as well.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And then what happens is that it gets ingrained.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, this is normal. And then, oh, what's this? Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like there's this is guy on TikTok or Instagram or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and he does these
Insta-tick.
Nice. Yeah. He does these comparisons between American dads and Italian dads.
Oh, really?
It's the funniest shit I've seen. It's so funny.
How are the Italians? Are they similar or different?
No, they're different. They're different. So like. So he did one with the American dad. He's like, "Hey, okay, Johnny, good. Let's see you throw. Oh, well done, kid. Right here.
Very positive.
Like real positive. Like,
what the fuck was that, pussy?
No, evidently. the Italian dad's like,
Italio.
What was that? Have I brought you up to be some kind of bitch?
Better than that. Hey,
what the fuck you doing?
What are you doing? No, throw the ball. Hmm?
It's so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, if anybody likes that type of thing, go and check it out.
It's interesting. Like Italians are fucking crazy. Imagine that, dude. We talked about this again. But like any person who gets on a giant wooden coffin and goes. Maybe there's land here. I don't know. This place definitely fucking sucks, though. This place fucking sucks dick. So bad that I'm going to get onto this boat and I'm going to go.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to go, maybe?
Yeah.
Full dot, dot, dot. I'm going to go. Oh, very open-ended. Like, in their heads, at least.
Yeah.
Thank God. But, man, Italians. I don't know what I mean. Like the sass, it's like mwah. It's so interesting how like there are different types of white people. Like Italian white people are not the same as like they're just not the same.
Brought up differently.
Yeah,
and
but then there's like ancestry as well. You know.
Yeah.
I think.
I love it so much.
And Russians as well. Russians are.
Not but we've spoken. We have spoken about this to the nth degree.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up there.
Oh, wow.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, you beautiful people, beautiful fan. we are so happy to be back. Please
like, share,
subscribe. You can't subscribe. Actually, I think you can.
Yeah, I guess.
Try follow, subscribe, but message us on Instagram at High and Dry Pod.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll see you all in the next one.
Mm-hmm.